Hello and welcome back to my FPL channel. I am FPL Dean and today you're here for your game week 37, the second last game week of the season, top transfer tips. I'm covering all the big names that are being bought this game week, the ones that are being sold this game week, what I think of them, and lock. I'm going to then look at my own team. I'm going to give you the best forwards to buy, the best midfielders to buy, the best defenders to buy, and the best goalkeepers to buy. And if you're an assistant manager, I'm going to give you the best assistant managers to buy this week as well. I'm also on FPL Have a Beers stream later today, 6 p.m. UK time. Go and check out his channel. I'll be live on there with him discussing all things ahead of game week 37. So don't miss that. Go and check it out. And without further ado, smash a like on the video if you haven't already. And there's about 50% of you that haven't. Please log in, subscribe, create an account, subscribe, whatever you need to do. Okay, help me to continue to grow. Leave a comment with the moves you're thinking of making as well. I'm really interested to know. And without further ado, let's go. So the game week 37 FDR, and I've updated this because I think Leicester are a great team to target. Based on some of the information, research digging I've done, I just think they're going to put on a show in their last game at home in the Premier League against Ipswich. And Ipswich are bad. So I think they're really great. Everton versus Southampton. Again, Everton, last game at Goodison Park ever. Surely they get a win here. Surely they shut out Southampton. Brentford still chasing for that European eighth spot, which will probably be the Conference League. I think they're a really good shout here to put Fulham officially onto the beach if they aren't already there. And then Wolves obviously are going to be on the beach, I think, by the time game week 38 rolls around. West Ham, I think, are actually a really good team to target this week. Nottingham Forest don't look good. And again, he features at the top of the assistant manager bonus as well. Graham Potter, I think, is a great shout this week. When we look at the team still fighting for the UCL, Manchester City in the FA Cup final, I still expect them to put out a full-strength team because they need Champions League football. That club needs it. I can't see them resting any players there. Nottingham Forest, realistically, I don't think they're making the cut. I think they're finishing seventh, is my gut feel. However, if they're going to win this game and send it to the last game week, then maybe I might change my mind, but I just can't see them beating West Ham this particular game week. After what I saw against Leicester, Leicester should have won that game. Chelsea-Aston Villa were probably the two easiest fixtures this week. Man United and Tottenham are not interested in the league. They are allergic to the league this season. So for that reason, they are great assets to buy into this week. Arsenal-Newcastle, I'm expecting that game to be quite boring. A draw suits both of them very well and realistically probably gives them Champions League football next year. So I think that game's going to finish in a nil-all draw. That's my gut feel. Other people think there's going to be goals in it. I'm not convinced there is. So your assistant managers are table bonus at game week 37, and this is what they are. Graham Potter against Nottingham Forest is number one. He's already beaten Arsenal this season and racked up the maximum amount of table bonus that you can get in one game week. I think he's a great shout. Nuno, I just think Nottingham Forest are falling apart at the wrong time of the season, and their data is finally catching up with them, and for that reason, Graham Potter is at number one. Iraola versus a tired, potentially Man City team, maybe distracted kind of Man City team. I don't think they're going to be. I think he comes in at number two. Hertzler versus Liverpool is an interesting case because you can argue that Liverpool are on the beach, and I wouldn't disagree. I feel like their results have definitely dropped off since they sealed the title in emphatic fashion against Tottenham. I think Hertzler actually might be doing him a disservice, and some people might say that he's probably the best shout this week, and I wouldn't disagree. But at the moment, I've got him at number three. Rusk is in front of Amorim and Postecoglou because they are not interested in the league. And if they send anything out that resembles anything of a first team, I'll be absolutely shocked and gobsmacked because why would you risk injury 5 days out from probably the most, lucrative final you'll ever see. The winner pretty much gets a little bit of redemption, gets the Champions League money, can reset for next year. The loser goes into oblivion. You might as well forget about them for the next 5 years because they're not going to be anywhere near the top. That's the honest facts. So that game's massive. I don't think anyone's risking any players in there. Amorim after the Euro thing, I think they literally will send out the reserves against Chelsea. So Rusk, therefore, against Everton. I can't see him really spoiling the Goodison Park party. So risk at your own appetite. But he did really well against Man City last week. But I just can't see it again this week. Some of the top transferred in and out players for Game Week 37, and this makes for some very interesting reading. So Marmoush leads the transfers out, and I transferred him out last week, and I also transferred out Isaac last week for Game Week 36. I think they're both great sells. I think there's better forwards with better fixtures. Isaac looks like he probably needs surgery. I think if Newcastle had that Champions League spot sewed up, he probably wouldn't be playing. Marmoush, again, got rotated. Maybe he gets rotated in. Maybe he gets rotated out. Pep Roulette is a thing. Now that Haaland's back and we know he's capable of playing 90 minutes, I think that impacts Marmoush. And Kevin De Bruyne, who also features on this list, I think realistically, because he played against Southampton, the game that he's most likely to get benched in is probably the Bournemouth game. And if he starts in the FA Cup, I think he's almost certain to be benched against Bournemouth and then brought on for a standing ovation from the Etihad Stadium. That's my gut feel. That, I don't know if it's going to be correct, but there it is. Cunha, I bought him in last week. And realistically, when we get to my top transfer, my ideas for transfers this week, Cunha's probably leaving my team this week. Thanks, Cunha. The two last times I've owned him for 1 week. The last time he got 1 point before the suspension came in, and this time he's got zero. So, lesson learned. That man's trolling me. I hope he doesn't come to Man United. Bruno Fernandes makes sense. I don't expect him to start. I'd be shocked if he does. And for that reason, he's an easy sell. Mo Salah, sell at your own risk. A bit like Isaac, owned by the majority. If Salah returns, he's going to absolutely massively murder your rank. Like, that's a fact. So for that reason, I'm not sure if it's a good idea selling him. I'm not selling him. I think Brighton and Crystal Palace are okay fixtures for Salah. And I think he's actually still in the captaincy debate this week as well. Jacob Murphy, Trippier, Barnes, I understand getting rid of all of them. I don't think there's going to be many goals in that game against Arsenal. And Everton's actually a very tough fixture for game week 38. Like, their defensive data is fourth or so in the league. For that reason, I actually think they're pretty good sells. Robinson and Iwobi, again, the fixtures aren't amazing for Fulham. They're playing Brentford and then they got Man City. I don't think they're keeping clean sheets there. So easy sell there. And I don't think Iwobi's going to be creating too many goals. Wissa, I don't understand. He features in both lists. I just don't understand why you'd sell him. I've got him in my team. I weighed him up selling him for Watkins instead of Cunha just because of the differentiality in the top 10K. But for me, I just don't know about it. I've already covered De Bruyne. Mateta, makes sense. Sub 60 minutes again. He literally could have walked 20 seconds slower and he would have got the extra appearance point. I feel sorry for anyone that still owns him. Kirkes and Kluivert, no good for this week. Probably good for 38 though. So if you can bench him. Unless you're free hitting like I am, then you can sell him. Saka, ditto. I'd be keeping him for 38. I'd even keep him for this week, realistically. Murillo, Milinkovic, they make sense. Forest defense has gone absolute turd at the moment. Makes a lot of sense selling them. Marino's obviously suspended for this week, but you could hold him for 38 if you really wanted to and you had the spare spot in your squad for it. And Wood, he scored, but he's also being sold, so I don't really know what to make of that. In terms of the transfers in category, we've got Watkins, amazing asset. I couldn't believe he's only 9% owned in the top 10K. However, I think that's probably going to be about 50% by the time the deadline rolls around, especially if we get leaks of Spurs lineup. If it's like literally the second string, Watkins becomes a very good captaincy shout. Eze is a classic case of points chasing. Do not buy. Do not buy. If you're thinking about buying it, he's either going to be drunk from the success of the FA Cup or he's going to be on a massive downer and then he's got Liverpool to finish the season. I'm not sure why people are buying. The Beto story, though, I understand. I actually can't believe he's been... I can't believe so many people have found this gem in the dark. 4.8 million. It's a really good way of getting Palmer into my team. I can sell Cunha to Beto and then get Palmer for Kluivert in my team. And those two moves are two ones I'm very much looking at. I love the Beto story. And I think potentially in the last game at Goodison Park against the Southampton team that now will no longer be the worst in Premier League history, I think they're going to be too worried. I think Beto could definitely get some big hauls here. Bowen, great. He's been great the last 4 weeks. I think he'll be great the next two. Sade is in a purple patch. 3 amazing weeks in a row. Can he make it 5? I'm hoping he can, being in my team. Christian Woody Woodpecker, probably the best time to buy him was ahead of game week 36, not ahead of game week 37. Yeah, that's all I'll say on that one. I'm not sure he's a buy. Rogers, I get it. Him and Asensio, if you want a differential, you go with Asensio. If you want to cover yourself in terms of rank, you buy Rodgers. It's as simple as that. He's 35% owned in the top 10K, and I think I'm going to take him on. Wissa, again, he's still really good. He's not so much of a differential anymore. He's up to 22% of teams, which is kind of annoying. So maybe that's why he might not make my 38 squad. Mikulenko, Everton defence, along with Pickford, it makes a lot of sense. I can't see Southampton scoring a goal in this game, so for that reason, they're great buyers. Gwaviol, why on earth are people buying this man if you don't already have him? Why? I just don't get it. There's nothing to be gained here except protecting rank. Maybe if you're in the top 50 teams, you might do that, but if you're anywhere else, you're not making those points up. Like, whatever he gets, everyone else has got. So I don't make that sense. And Bueno, ditto. I wouldn't be buying there. Cole Palmer, though, 3% ownership in the top 10K at the moment. Effective ownership. So it's a lot of teams outside the top 10K. I think he's a great differential this week. He's even a really good captaincy shout against what I expect to be a very second-string Man United team. Munoz, ditto. I don't know why you're buying him now, as well as Cunha. Those chances just don't make a lot of sense to me, if I'm being brutally honest. Luis Diaz, this isn't the week to buy him. It's game week 38. I bet you he starts on the bench this week. He's back to the bench start. I think he benched this week. Gibbs White, a classic case of points chasing yet again. Ruben Diaz, I understand it. There, that is a bit of a differential. He's only owned by 5% of teams. And Haaland, only owned by 12% effective ownership in the top 10K. I'm very happy to have him in my team. I know he blanked and very frustratingly on my triple captaincy in game week 36, but maybe this is the week where he pays the faith. And the Vardy party, get excited. We're going to talk more about him. I'm surprised he only comes in at number 20. I think he's probably very close. He's pushing Watkins for the best forward and Beto for the best forward to buy in game week 37. The best goalkeeper to buy, though, this week is definitely Jordan Pickford with that Southampton fixture. And I think against Newcastle, it's not a bad fixture for Pickford. I think potentially he could get a lot of save points in that game. Over a two-week span, you'd probably go with Martinez as probably the better one. Like Tottenham at home, Manchester United away. And he's kept three clean sheets in the last five games or something like that. Like, there's not much difference between expected goals conceded per 90. 1.21 for Pickford, 1.28 for Martinez. But the history across the season says that Pickford's better. He's kept 10 clean sheets to Martinez as 7. The ownership is very similar. There's only 0.1 million difference between them. So for that reason, I think it's a pretty even split. I'd be going with Pickford, though, because I think he's nailed on this week to keep a clean sheet. So the best defenders to buy and sell ahead of game week 37. And it's my man, and I'm very happy I've got him. And now maybe this is a time where he comes back and delivers what I'm expecting of Cucurella for Chelsea against Manchester United, against a team that struggles to score anyway. And honestly, Man United, there's a reason why we're in negative goal difference, because we've got strikers that don't know, that are allergic to scoring goals. Like Højlund would rather man up a defender than try and run into space to kick a goal. Like, that's essentially what we're dealing with here. He just needs to be sold or get injured like Xerxes, so we don't have to watch him week in, week out. I take that back. But Cucurella, he's on for a 15-pointer here. I could definitely see a goal and a clean sheet. 0.16 expected goal involvement, 1.23 expected goals conceded. I just love that fixture. I think I'm very happy. It was for once, I just think that he's the most nailed on one by a fair distance. Mikulenko, again, as I talked about Pickford, great. 4.4 mil. I don't really expect him to get a goal involvement. I know he scored last week, but that was a heavily deflected effort. But I expect him to keep a clean sheet. So for that reason, he comes in at number 2. Cash and Konsa come in front of Luka Dean and come in at 3 and 5 respectively. Cash is in number 3 because he's got greater attacking potential. Aston Villa have just really shored up, and I just can't see them conceding goals. Like, I just feel like Spurs are going to be going through the motions. I could be wrong, but I feel like, and against Man United have already shown that they've got a very impotent attack. For that reason, I think that'll be great. So I wouldn't be surprised if they kept another 2 clean sheets to shut out the season. And they're both cheap. And you could go for a Luka Dean if you want that upside. It's just Marston can start and Luka Dean can be benched. So for that reason, I just wouldn't be going near him if that was my personal opinion. Collins, the dark horse, continues to get the job done. His expected goal involvement is unbelievably good. Now, lots of people talk about this Kaiodo or whatever his name is at Brentford as well. And slightly cheaper. I just think Collins is more nailed. So I'd just be going with Collins if you wanted to go for a Brentford defender. And Connor Cody scored last week and he's got Ipswich at home this week. I think it's a great shout. I think potentially he could return again this week, potentially with a clean sheet as well. In terms of the defender sales, it's Robinson at number 1, 4.7 mil. I mean, the fixtures aren't great. and he didn't play at all last weekend. Yet again, that's the second time in 3 weeks he hasn't played at all. There's obviously something going on there. If he's not right, he's not playing. So for that reason, he has to be sold. Trent Alexander-Arnold, good riddance. I'm saying that on behalf of all the Liverpool fans that say, see you later to Real Madrid. I'm saying see you later as well. I still think he is one of the most overhyped defenders in the game. And I've literally put up the wrong price deliberately, because in years gone by, he has been 7.5 million. So I wanted to give him the credit that that's pretty much been his average starting price for like lots of years leading up to this year, where he obviously got dropped to 7. See you, Trent. I hope Real Madrid know that you can't defend, and that's all I'll say. But definitely a sell, along with Virgil as well. Liverpool, I don't think, are going to keep clean sheets against Brighton. They might keep a clean sheet at home against Crystal Palace, but they're sells. I think they're easy sells for other defenders if you want to make a defensive transfer. Milinkovic, ditto. I thought he was going to be great for Leicester last week and West Ham. Now I'm not even starting him in my own team, and I'm not even close to even considering it. Aitnori, I don't think the fixtures on paper are grey. Yes, he could get an attacking return, but I think there's better defenders in terms of defensive potential as well as attacking returns. So for that reason, I think he's an easy sell. And Pedro Porro, how have people still got him in their teams? I've got no idea. He's just going to get rotated, isn't he? I can't see any reason why he'd hold on to him at this stage of the season. He just needs to go. Like, all Spurs assets need to go from your team. So the best midfielders to buy and sell ahead of game week 37. Look, Brian and Mbeumo and people like this are not in here because most people already own them, so I'm not going to keep covering them to death. Rodgers comes in at number one, and not by much. He obviously is quite highly owned. Again, he's a really cheap way to get in. Marco Asensio comes in at number six. I prefer him. If I was to buy an Aston Villa midfielder this week, it would be Marco Asensio because I'd want to make rank. And I feel like Asensio could have the higher ceiling as well if he gets the 90 minutes, which we expect him to do. Tielemans out injured. Ramsey out injured. Rashford obviously is injured as well. Obviously can't play in game week 38 either because he's obviously playing against Man United then. I just think that that both of them are great buyers this week. But if you wanted a differential, I'd go with Asensio and just take a bit of a punt and pay up the extra 0.4. That's just my personal opinion. Then we talk about Palmer, Enzo, Neto and Madueke, who unfortunately Neto and Madueke made the differentials video yesterday, but they're not making this one. I think Palmer's still the best one to have. He's on penalties. And I can see Man United giving away a couple of penalties in this game, 100%. They love conceding penalties. So for that reason, Cole Palmer has to be in the conversation. He's still got the best data out of those Chelsea boys by a country mile. Enzo comes in at number five. He's also really good. The fixture's just great on paper, right? You expect Chelsea to just roll this one through. And I'm not looking ahead to next week because I'm on free hit. So this week, though, I think they're great. I even think the great captaincy shouts as well, if I'm being brutally honest. Jarrod Bowen, Nottingham Forest is not a red fixture. Like, I just hate to say it, it's not. It should be green, if not grey, at this moment in time, just with the way that they're currently playing. I think Bowen's great. You might have missed the boat a little bit on that one, and he's not so much of a differential at certain ranks anymore, but he's still a great buy. I still expect him to return here. And Kevin Sharday, his ownership's going up in the top 10K. I think he's up to like 4 or 5% there now. I'm glad I had him. 11 points last week. I think he's in a purple patch, and I think he'll finish the season in a purple patch as well. So for that reason, I really love him for the remainder of the season. Then we look at the sells. Bruno Fernandes, I don't expect to play. So he's an easy sell. Jacob Murphy, Barnes, they're playing Arsenal, the best defense in the league. So for that reason, they're easy sells. Ismaili Assar, ditto, playing the FA Cup. You could arguably put Eze in this category. I think Eze is more of a keep, though, than Saar, which is why he doesn't show up here. I just think Saar has been very underwhelming. Been a bit like Rodgers. When people sell him, they then return. So maybe people will sell him and he'll return this week. I'm not sure. But I've just got him at number two. Kevin De Bruyne comes in at number five. I think there's better midfielders this week against Bournemouth, are not the easiest team to break down either. And I just think that if he starts the FA Cup, which I expect him to do, 3 days later, and then playing against Fulham in his final Premier League game, I expect him to be benched in one of those games. Now, it could be the FA Cup like it was the last time around. I just don't think it is. I think he gets benched against Bournemouth, comes on for a standing ovation. Clivert, I've got him in my team currently, and he may well be the one that makes way for Cole Palmer in my team. Then I don't know who I'm benching, but that's neither here nor there. I think Clivert, he's just been disappointing. Obviously got rotated to the bench last weekend as well. So for that reason, he's an easy sell. The best forwards to buy and sell. Now, this is going to be controversial. This is what I'm going to start with, the forward sells. Mateta's definitely number one. Doesn't play 60 minutes at the moment. He's coming off the back of whatever happens in that FA Cup. I think he is a minutes risk. I would 100% be recommending you sell him first of the three most popular forwards. Marmoush comes in at number two. With Haaland back in, that's one less spot in the forward line. And I think Marmoush, there's just other better forwards, right, that you can buy this week. For that reason, I think Marmoush is a recommended sell. Isak just doesn't look right at the moment. I've watched the last couple of Newcastle games, and it's like he's allergic to the ball. And whenever he does get it, he's like fluffing his lines. He's missing chances. He was pretty anonymous against Chelsea. And for that reason, he's got Arsenal, the best defence in the league. Yes, maybe you want him in 38, but I feel like some of these other forwards have got really good fixtures in 38 as well. So I feel like you could easily take that on. Moving him to Watkins makes a lot of sense in my eyes. Cunha, I bought him last week. I'm probably selling him this week. Based on what? He's playing a tired Crystal Palace. I just feel like with Strand Larson back coming in off the bench, I wouldn't be surprised if they swap places. And I feel like Cunha's minutes, as we saw in game week 36, could be impacted. Yes, he was on the yellow card, but I still feel like he's definitely leaving at the end of the season, right? So for that reason, I think maybe he is going to see a little less game time. And I want a forward that's going to go ham the next couple of weeks. Nicholas Jackson, obviously suspended for the rest of the season. If you own him, you need to sell him. He's not playing until game week two next season. Might put some people off buying him in game week one as well, FYI. Solanke hasn't played the last couple of games at Tottenham. I don't even know if he'll play this one on Friday night either. Wouldn't be surprised if he didn't. Easy sell as well. Watkins comes in at number one. And I talk about that effective ownership and the fact he's almost had 200,000 transfers in. There's a reason why. He's got Tottenham Hotspur at home. And then he's got Manchester United away. Both pathetic teams this season. They're 16th and 17th for a reason, because they are bad. They're not Ipswich, Southampton, Leicester bad, but they're not far off it. For that reason, I think he has to come in at number one. Now then, you can argue the next two are just as good this week. And potentially they are. And maybe you want to take Watkins and the likes of Isak on and go with a real differential. The Vardy party is something I've got a romantic in me, and I really think that he could be the one that I like the most. I just love him. I think he's going to be great this week. The Vardy party's going to return. He's going to get goal number 200. He's going to get goal 150 in the Premier League. It's written in the stars. It's his last home game for Leicester City. Make it happen, JB Vardy. Then we've got Beto. For 0.5 million cheaper. Has better underlying expected goals, like expected goal per 90 like data. And he's got Southampton. And Southampton no longer the worst team in the history. Last game at Goodison Park. Again, the narrative is there for Beto to absolutely explode. And he's second most bought in player this week. Like other people think of the exact same thing. I think he's a great transfer. Now, Haaland is also a really good transfer because no one's going to have him. But it's to rip up your teams is going to be requiring taking hits. And not many people are willing to take hits at this time of the season, FYI. But sometimes the hits can really pay themselves off. Now, it didn't pay off for me last week with a -4, even though I got Kevin Sharday in as part of that. But it can pay off. So for that reason, I don't mind it at all. Wissa comes in at number 5. Again, the underlying data was really good. He probably should have returned against Ipswich, but he didn't. He got that yellow card, was annoying, but I still think he's got better fixtures combined than Crystal Woody Woodpecker over the next 2 weeks. I just think that Crystal Wood's underlying data, not overly fabulous. Yes, he did score on the weekend against Leicester, but it was Leicester, and Leicester just give up goals, right? He's playing against West Ham, arguably better than Leicester, and they're away from home, not in good form, and then they've got Chelsea, who are the third best team for expected goals conceded data for the season. So for that reason, I don't know why so many people are putting Wood transfer in front of these other five. I think the fixtures are better for the other ones. And then, that's it. That's all I've got. I think that that's probably where you need to go, realistically. Those are the forwards to buy. Toss up a card between Watkins, Vardy and Beto and just go over whatever the card says. I think they're all going ham this week. So my potential transfers are game week 37. As I said, this is what I'm thinking. I'm probably not making a defensive transfer, let's be honest. But I did put Milinkovic up there, probably for like a Mikalenko. But I think I'm quite happy playing Munoz, Guardiol and Cucurella. Clivert, as I said, he could definitely become Palmer. He could become just another Chelsea midfielder in general. Or he could become a Rodgers. And then I did weigh up about whether moving Haaland for like a Watkins and then obviously being a Palmer in for Clivert, that being the move. But I think realistically, what I'm more leaning towards, if I do take a minus four, is Cunha to Beto and then Clivett to Palmer. And then I'd be benching one of Wissa and Buemo, Bowen or Sade. Or I could just go Cunha to Watkins. They're all different things. I'm not sure which one I want to go. But realistically, it's going to be one of them. My current squad then versus what I think a game week 37 free hit squad looks like. So my squad value, 106.6 million in the bank, 2.2 million. So as I said, I can make that Cunha to transfer. I don't have to worry about price rises straight to Watkins. No issues at all. That is a move I could make. I could move Haaland to Watkins. Again, if I think that's a better move, I don't think it is. So I probably won't be doing that one. So I am using my squad value. I just don't know if it's being used in the correct manner. As I said, I could do Cunha to Beto, Clivett to Palmer, and then just play Palmer captain. I don't know. These are my thoughts going through my head. That is my team currently. Now, on the free hit squad, I think Pickford, Areola, you play Pickford. You then play Kukurea, Dean, and Mikalenko. You bench Munoz and Gvardiol, because realistically, if you're free hitting at this time of year, you're going differential. This is purely to make up rank. In the midfield, you've got Palmer and Buemo, Neto, Mo Salah and Rodgers. You're benching Salah here, FYI, in this lineup. You're benching Salah. I know it sounds mad, but trust me, it's either Salah and Buemo you bench and you take everyone else on. Watkins, Beto and Vardy up front. I mean, what a fun forward line to have on a free hit squad. Like, honestly, if I wasn't free hitting in 38, I'd be so tempted to roll a free hit out this week and just play it on those guys. I just think it's going to be, it sounds like so much fun, right? Sounds like so much fun. That's what I'll be looking at this week. Those are my thoughts anyway about my own team and potentially where I might go. And what I think, if you're on a free hit, that's the squad to go for. Only costs 98.5 million. Every man and his dog can afford it. So that brings us to the end of top transfer tips for game week 37. Yes, I am aware that if you picked it up where I had a graphic error on one of them slides, you did well. You almost saw me like just stutter when I looked at it. I was like, oh, are you kidding me? I'd made a mistake. Thought I'd done it perfectly today. FYI, I am back 6 p.m. today with FPL Have a Beer on his channel. Go and check it out. Set an alarm for that if you're in the UK, especially. It's like literally dinner time. You can have dinner, watch me afterwards, talk about game week 37. And I think we're going to be answering all your questions as well. And we're going to be talking a little about mental health as well. So be kind to each other out there. Please smash a like on the video before you leave. Subscribe if you haven't already done so. And remember, it is a Friday night deadline this week. It's not Saturday. So make sure you're on the ball and book in those transfers on Friday afternoon. I'll catch you later today on FPL Have a Beer's channel. That's been the D Unit.